May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O God. Amen. Well, the story of the criminal to whom Jesus spoke on the cross, I think, has to be one of the most thrilling in the Bible. He's snatched away from the jaws of death, an eternal death, by a simple request. Perhaps some of the most famous last words in history. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And many people have echoed those words down the centuries. Anne Boleyn is supposed to have said, "O God, have pity on my soul," through her tears as she faced her executioner. I wonder what we would say as our last words. But death is the only certainty in life, and we will all face it one day. But we can face it with the joy of knowing that Jesus offers us the same promise that he made to that brand new, very first Christian on the cross next to him. See, unlike the crowd shouting Hosanna the week before for the king that they wanted, here is a man acknowledging the king he discovered. And as he approaches his death, he reaches out to God and he surrenders his life to him. What follows is such an amazing demonstration of grace. Jesus' response is so much more than just a nice reassurance. Oh, you'll be fine. Or, not long now, or something trite like that. No, Jesus really changes everything. And there's one word that Jesus says that makes all the difference. The word that brings immediate peace and joy. And that word is today. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Not after you've done your time. Not a word about facing judgment. Today you'll face judgment for what you've done. Or today you need to confess and you need to do X, Y, and Z. But today you would be in paradise. No longer a criminal condemned to rot, but a companion of the King. You will be with me in paradise. What an amazing sentence to receive. Don't we want to hear something like that for ourselves? But sometimes, I don't know if you're anything like me, I can procrastinate at times. I don't know if we have any procrastinators here. But sometimes we think we can put off something important to another day. Perhaps we think that salvation is something we put off for another day or a future occasion. When actually, the Lord wants us to respond to him today. Now is the time. Back in the summer of 2005, I was exploring the idea of ordination. And I was in charge of welcome and discipleship in a large church in Cheltenham. But one of the things that troubled me as I considered the priesthood was that I hadn't actually led anybody to Christ personally. I had preached, I'd been involved, I'd helped people respond in services, but I hadn't actually been there with somebody personally as they prayed their first humble prayer, asking the Lord to come to them. So I was praying about this and I was asking God for opportunities to share my faith and lead somebody to know him. Well, during that year, a chap called Ian Reed came to hang out with the young adults in the church, and I started chatting to him one Sunday evening. And as I talked with him over our coffee, it was clear that he was feeling a bit lost. And he was asking questions about faith. He was searching for meaning and purpose. So I did what all good people do, and I told him about the Alpha course that would be coming up in several months' time. I even said, "I'll go and get you a brochure. which was in the other building, and I thought, aha, I'll go and find the brochure that is next door and I'll bring it back, and that he might be able to sign up for it after the summer. And he seemed interested. So I just told him I wouldn't be long. I left him there sipping his drink. And it was as I was collecting the flyer and form that a thought landed in my brain. Dummy. He wants to come to faith now. Why are you waiting? And I knew this was a rebuke from the Lord directly. It just came out of left field. I really wasn't thinking. I was just interested in collecting the brochure. It stopped me in my tracks, and I sheepishly went back and sat down with him. And I just said to him, well, I've just been thinking, Ian, you could sign up to go on Alpha, which would be a good thing. But it may be that you don't want to wait until after summer to come into a relationship with the Lord Jesus. And is it right that you actually want to do that now? And he said, yes, please. That's all I want. And I thought, wow, here is somebody who's hungry to receive the Lord and receive the Holy Spirit. And he just needed me to wake up and realize that the Lord wants to react and meet with us today. It's not just for a future occasion, it's for now. And so I led him in a short stumbling prayer of commitment. And I'm delighted to say that he got baptized a few years later and he's still going strong in faith. I was praying for opportunities, but it was only the grace of God that got me to listen and realise that with God, eternity starts today. And I think that criminal who managed to drum up those words, just Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom, that was enough to secure him an eternity of peace and joy, starting right then on the cross. He may have died an excruciating death, but actually I believe he died at peace because he knew he would be with the Lord that day. The immediacy of his presence is what Jesus died to bring. And when Jesus died on the cross, the curtain in the temple was torn in two. And that signified the opening of something previously closed. It signified that the Lord is present. He's not beyond some curtain. He's not out there waiting until we die. He is here right now with us. And he says, where two or three are gathered, there I am with you. It's not there I will be, it's there I am with you. He is here with us now. Have you thought he might be sat with you? He might be sat next to you. And he's inviting you to do the same as that criminal. Will you commit your life to me? And as we respond to Jesus with a humble prayer, like the one the thief said on the cross, just remember me. That's what it takes for Jesus to completely transform our life. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. Whether we're living now or whether we're at a point of facing death, Jesus died so we can enter his presence right here, right now. Should we pray to him? Lord, we thank you for the wonder of your grace. That, Lord, when we say a simple prayer humbly before you, as simple as remember me, that, Lord, you welcome us with open arms to join you in your kingdom today. So I pray for each and every one of us here that we would say yes, Lord Jesus, to you today. That we might follow you, that our lives may be transformed from this moment forward, for now and for eternity. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we respond, let's respond.